My guest is the principal of the Medford Area Middle School, Al Leonard. And recently, they put into use in the classroom here at the Medford Middle School Chromebooks. Al, first, what are Chromebooks? How are they different from, say, an iPad?
Chromebooks are a little different than iPads or iPods in terms of, first of all, size. Chromebooks are bigger than iPads, and they're bigger than iPods and those kinds of things. They're like a small laptop. They're basically an internet access device, but they look very similar to a laptop. So if you're not aware of the differences and you first see a Chromebook, you might think, oh, that's a nice laptop.
So how many Chromebooks are being used right now at the middle school?
Right now, Pat, we're using 560 Chromebooks in the middle school, and primarily those are being used in English language arts classes for all students and also social studies classes for all students.
So how are they being used? Are they being used primarily for research, or how exactly are they being utilized in the classroom?
Right now, primarily, we have two goals for how we're going to use Chromebooks, and these are overriding large kinds of goals for our school, and those goals would be number one, to increase student engagement in learning and to get kids actively involved in what they're doing in classrooms through research, through writing, and those kinds of things. And the other goal we have is to give kids individualized learning, because through technology, what you can do then is you can deliver instruction to kids directly at their particular level. So through both of those things, I think, are overriding goals. And so far, it's been, you know, the rollout of our Chromebooks has been very good.
Are they allowed to check them out and take them home to do homework, or are they primarily just in the school building and only used during class time?
Primarily right now, we're going to use them only in school. Long term, I think we'll be able to check those out to kids for use at night, but right now we're confining the kids' accessibility to those Chromebooks in school.
Chromebook sounds like a pretty pricey piece of material. Who paid for the Chromebooks? How did you finance the Chromebooks?
Our Chromebooks, right now, we have about $300 invested in each Chromebook. That money came from a school board commitment. That commitment is part of an overall plan for our school district for increasing student access to technology in all of our schools. The middle school was first on our list to infuse that technology, and basically the reason we started in the middle school was because of the new state test, which we're going to give next spring, and that is a technology-based test. So that was the reason we decided to start with our technology rollout in the middle school. Next year, in the fall of 15, we'll go to the high school, and then the following year after that, we'll spread to the elementary school. So eventually, all students will be served. And there's ongoing conversation about what the tool of choice would be for elementary students, because there is such a vast gap there between, you know, when you compare pre-kindergartners and kindergartners to fourth graders.
Is there an opportunity where parents can come in and learn more about the Chromebooks and how they work and how they're being utilized?
One of the things we have planned here for to work with parents and community members to educate them about what a Chromebook is, how it can be used in school, how it helps kids learn better. To answer all those questions, what we have planned is during parent-teacher conferences, and that would be on Thursday, the 16th of October, we're going to teach parents and community members, and we'll have our kids lead these sessions. And those sessions will start at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and they'll run on the hour. So 2 p.m., a 3 p.m., a 4 p.m., etc., and that'll run from 2 until 8. So that's our plan.
Once again, my guest has been the principal of the Medford Area Middle School, Al Leonard. Thanks so much for your time, Al, and best of luck.